I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us on this Monday morning, January the 15th. It's about 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. And we will start a new regular hour, a new feature this morning, and continue it every Monday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, at least through the legislative session. We will call it the State Capitol Report, and every week we'll examine the issues that are going to be debated by our state legislators, bills that are being introduced, initiatives by our state officials like Governor Doyle, anything that is buzzing under the Capitol dome. This week, the state legislature is in special session to consider an ethics reform bill. And hearings could be held on this bill as early as this week. There are some concerns cropping up over the legislation, and we'll talk about them with our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, and with you. And given that it is the Martin Luther King holiday, we will talk some about a plan that Governor Doyle is apparently going to be announcing today to deal with what many consider an unfair discrepancy in Wisconsin. A report that was released on Friday shows non-white youth in Wisconsin are far more likely than white youth to have contacts with police, and the minority children or youth are incarcerated at a much higher rate. The governor says he will announce today a plan to reduce the incarceration rates of non-whites in Wisconsin. We'll also cover some of the other bills in the hopper this week and other legislative action expected this week, and we will welcome your participation, your questions about what's going on under the Capitol dome. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, toll-free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Our first guest this morning for the debut of the State Capitol Report is our state government reporter, Sean Johnson, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Morning, Joy.
Sean, you'll be joining us more often than not every Monday, at least through the legislative session, to give us an update on state legislative action or any bills that are coming before the legislature in a given week. But I wanted to start this morning with something that I just saw on the wire this morning, that the governor will be announcing today some sort of plan to react to this report that came out on Friday dealing with the discrepancy in the incarceration rates of white youth versus non-white youth. What can you tell us about that?
Right. The governor is going to announce plans to appoint a commission, and the commission's goal is going to be to reduce the incarceration rates. You heard some of the statistics mentioned in the newscast there. But nationwide, blacks, Latinos, American Indians, Asians, placed in custody at a rate about three times that of whites. In Wisconsin, that rate is 10 times, which is the highest in the country. And Wisconsin also led the nation for the rate of blacks under age 18 sent to adult prisons. So it's going to be the task of this commission to look at ways of reducing that stat.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that in the weeks to come. Right now, Governor Doyle and other officials officially have the day off, being a state holiday, the Martin Luther King holiday. But many of them will be probably at the Capitol today for this tribute that's going on.
Yeah, you'll see some there, and this is something that the governor did last year. He's also going to use the day to talk about this idea of a Wisconsin covenant, which is his plan to kind of make a deal with eighth graders that if they get good grades and stay out of trouble all through high school, they'll get a financial aid package that suits their needs for the UW. He's also going to talk about ensuring health care for every child, something he talked about a lot on the campaign trail. But that basically would expand the state's existing Badger Care program so that kids from families of different incomes would be eligible for health insurance.
Yeah, he will bring those up in his Martin Luther King Day address notes.
Yes, he's got really, for the governor this week, it looks like sort of a preview of his State of the State in a way. He's talking about those ideas today. Tomorrow, talking about health care reform and keeping Wisconsin a leader in biomedical research. Of course, that's something we heard a lot about on the campaign trail with the governor bringing up stem cell research on a frequent basis. Later this week, he'll talk about growing Wisconsin's economy, preparing workers for the future, and also talking about education, which he always refers to as his number one priority. And you've got to figure it's going to play a large role in, you know, in the upcoming budget negotiations, no matter what. It's just a huge piece of what the state does.
Sure. Well, a fairly busy week for the governor this week, talking about all those things. We will talk more about what's going on under the Capitol Dome this week, and we will do this each Monday during the 7 o'clock hour, certainly during the legislative session. And we welcome your questions, your thoughts about what your state leaders are up to. For Sean Johnson, our state government reporter, we'll talk more about this ethics reform bill that the legislators will be debating this week in special session after we check the weather. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 17 minutes past 7 o'clock now on this Martin Luther King holiday, Monday, January the 15th. Wisconsin Public Radio, the Ideas Network, will be broadcasting live the state's tribute and ceremony honoring Dr. Martin Luther King at noon today, live from the State Capitol Rotunda. Wisconsin Public Radio's Jonathan Overby will be hosting this live broadcast. It'll feature guest speakers like Governor Jim Doyle, as we mentioned, other honorees and dignitaries, musicians. That's at noon today, starting at noon today, live from the State Capitol Rotunda here on the Ideas Network. We are talking for the rest of this half hour with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. We will talk with Sean every Monday during the 7 o'clock hour to find out what's buzzing at the state capitol, anything that's being considered by state legislators. We'll also, as warranted, be inviting state legislators and other state politicians and leaders to be joining us during this hour. We're going to call it the State Capitol Report, and we always welcome your input. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We will be continuing on after 7:30 by welcoming in Jay Heck from Wisconsin's Common Cause. We'll get his reaction to this ethics reform bill that's being discussed this week at the state capitol. And we'll also find out what Common Cause wants besides ethics reform this session. Will this be the year for campaign finance reform? We'll talk more about that with Jay Heck from Common Cause Wisconsin after 7:30. Right now, Sean Johnson. Sean, what about this ethics reform bill, this ethics reform package that is before the state legislature right now? What exactly is this?
Well, and this is a deal that was tentatively reached by legislative leaders and the governor at the end of December. Basically, this week, they start actually hammering out the details in public. It's a proposal that would merge the Ethics and Elections Boards and create a new Government Accountability Board. This board would consist of a panel of six retired judges. They'd have the power to launch civil investigations within the agency, and they could also refer criminal investigations to a district attorney from a lawmaker or other official's home county. And basically, the idea behind the plan is to strengthen the state's enforcement of the state's ethics and campaign finance laws. It's something people have been talking about ever since Chuck Koala, Scott Jensen, and other lawmakers were indicted more than 4 years ago.
Yeah. It would strengthen the current laws on the books by having this new accountability board investigating and policing the current laws.
Right. Hmm. And another big piece of it is it's designed to take partisanship out of the process as much as possible. And I think that's one area that Republican lawmakers really got on board with the plan or kind of got more interested in the plan. Last summer you had an elections board which had members appointed by partisan office holders vote to force the Republican candidate for governor, Mark Green, to get rid of about $500,000 in PAC money from PACs not registered in Wisconsin. I think that really got under the skin of some Republicans because that was a strategy that was developed by a lawyer retained by the Doyle campaign. That lawyer talked to Democratic appointees on the elections board as he developed the strategy. And I think that sort of rose this, I guess lifted this issue, the issue's importance in the eyes of Republican lawmakers.
But this is not campaign finance reform.
Definitely not, no. And it doesn't even touch on that. And the mix of people you have working on this, I mean, you have some genuinely conservative and genuinely liberal people working on this plan together who say that, you know, they want to have an end work product that everybody's happy with. There's no way they'd be, you know, in the same ballpark in terms of campaign finance reform.
Yeah. Now, is everybody happy with this?
No, not yet. It's a work in progress at this point. The people working on it came up with 10 drafts of it before they went public with the work product they came up with. And, you know, it hasn't even gone through a public hearing yet. So I would expect some more suggested changes this week. One of the big things that alarms people who've pushed for this in the past, Jay Heck, who you're going to talk to in a few minutes, and Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, is this idea of a non-severability clause.
What does that mean?
It means that if anything's unconstitutional, pull the plug on the entire bill, and it's an 85-page bill at this point.
The so-called poison pill.
Yeah, the poison pill is something that Senator Mike Ellis has referred to it as. Mike Ellis being the person who has pushed for this ethics bill the past couple sessions.
Yeah, I don't understand. The concern is that somebody would intentionally put in something unconstitutional, so it'd all be thrown out.
Yeah, and the people working on this bill say it's definitely not their intention, but it's not like a wild idea in terms of the legislature. It's something that they did in the past to pass a sham campaign finance reform, where they put something in there blatantly unconstitutional and it was struck down.
Yeah, so it looks like they're doing something, but they know full well that it will not be on the books.
Right, where they're safe. But but again, those who've been working on this bill say that it's not their intention, and they'll hammer out the details this week.
Yeah. Is there, I see here one of the concerns, and lawmakers are pledging to fix this, a potentially illegal measure in this package that would bar ethics investigators from running for office for a year after they leave their posts. So apparently that could be the poison pill.
That's what some people think. Mm. Although, you know, I could be mistaken on this, but just reading through the bill, that's pretty similar to a requirement put on members of the ethics board right now. People are divided on whether or not that would be unconstitutional. I think the Legislative Reference Bureau that drew up this bill put in their notes that accompanied it that might be a concern. But nobody said definitively people have said definitively that would be unconstitutional. There are also people who say, hey, you're okay there.
Yeah, I see this one note I received via email from Bill Leaders, who happens to be one of our guests during our Friday Week in Review program, but he's also with sort of an open records, Freedom from Information group. And that particular group is concerned about a part of this package that would, let's see, what would it do? It would apparently fine people up to $10,000 for releasing any information about any ethics or lobbying investigation that this accountability board would be doing. And there's concern that this would, you know, maybe would be adopted by other agencies in Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Freedom from Information Council thinks that this provision is of questionable necessity and shouldn't necessarily be in there, that they would fine people for releasing information about ethics investigations. Are you aware of that concern?
Yeah, it wouldn't exactly encourage whistleblowing, I think, is the concern of not only that group, but the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign has listed that as one of the ideas that that worries them. Basically, it would require people that work within this agency to keep quiet when you have an ongoing investigation. And you know, you can only assume the reasoning behind that. A public official whose name is brought up in the news as being under investigation, even if that investigation turns out to bring up nothing, just being mentioned with the word investigation can sometimes damage a person's reputation. So, I mean, that's one possible argument behind this plan, but those who don't care for it say that you're going in the wrong direction here, and you shouldn't have something that's supposed to be good for the public do so much to sort of safeguard public officials in an almost paranoid sort of way.
Yeah, so what is the agenda for this particular bill? There will be some hearings this week on it, or what?
Right, a couple public hearings at least. You're going to have the first hearing in an assembly committee tomorrow. There's another hearing scheduled for Thursday in a Senate panel. And I believe it's got to go through the legislature's budget committee, too, which is split evenly between Democrats and Republicans. So, again, this is going to be one of those areas where lawmakers are going to have to compromise if they're going to pass something. But it'll be a first chance for the public to comment on this particular idea. And remember, this isn't the only game in town when it comes to ethics reform plans. Senator Mike Ellis, who has pushed ethics reform plans in the past, did introduce his own measure this year. It hasn't gotten nearly the play that this one has, but slightly different, and he thinks that that's the plan that should be considered. That would create more of a central investigator, an administrator with the new Government Accountability Board would have the chance to pursue investigations to appoint on his or her own. And that's really the idea that killed this bill in the past. So you're going to see these competing philosophies this week.
Yeah. You know, we only have a couple minutes left, and we'll talk more about this ethics reform bill and campaign finance reform with Jay Heck in our next half hour. But let me bring on Mike in Madison, who wants to know what a particular legislator might be up to, and maybe that will become a regular part of this new feature, too. Mike in Madison?
Yeah, I've heard that Spencer Black has promised to introduce legislation for Wisconsin to fight global warming by reducing greenhouse gas emissions that's similar to the new California Act. I wonder if you can tell me if that's been introduced yet.
I haven't seen it among the list of bills officially introduced yet. It's no doubt that Representative Black will introduce that. That's one of those that's going to have some big fans among the representatives, Democratic colleagues in the Senate who control the Senate, but probably going to have a tough time in the Republican-controlled Assembly where he's at, where GOP lawmakers likely going to paint it as something that hurts business.
Well, Sean, that's it for our time for this half hour. We'll hopefully talk to you again next week. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good. Thanks, Joy.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 7:36 on this Monday, January the 15th, the Martin Luther King Day holiday. And on this Martin Luther King Day, we will at noon today be broadcasting the state's tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. Wisconsin Public Radio's Jonathan Overby will host this live broadcast, which will feature lots of guest speakers and honorees from the State Capitol Rotunda. One of the guest speakers will be Governor Jim Doyle. And we heard from Sean Johnson, our state government reporter, in our last half hour that the governor is expected to talk today about his plan for the Wisconsin Covenant Program. That's an idea that would ensure a spot at a UW campus for kids who stay out of trouble and get good grades. He's also apparently today going to be talking about ensuring health care for every child in Wisconsin. We heard that he's also going to announce sometime today the formation of a commission to work on reducing the discrepancy in incarceration rates for whites versus non-whites in Wisconsin. A report released on Friday shows that minority youth in Wisconsin are far more likely than whites to have contacts with the criminal justice system, and Wisconsin leads the nation in the rate of non-whites under the age of 18 that are placed in residential custody or put in adult prison. So we will hear more from the governor on that today. The state legislature this week is in special session working on a ethics reform package, and we heard a lot about that as well from Sean Johnson in our last half hour, and we'll continue focusing in on ethics reform and campaign finance reform in this half hour of the new State Capitol Report. We will be talking about issues being debated under the Capitol Dome every Monday between 7 and 8 with a variety of guests. And our guest for this half hour is Jay Heck, Executive Director of Wisconsin Common Cause. We'll find out what he thinks of this ethics reform package and his hopes for campaign finance reform or other legislative issues that Common Cause would like to see debated coming up in this half hour. 1-800-642-1234 is our toll-free number for you to join in during the State Capitol Report. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Jay Heck of Common Cause joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Happy New Year. I would have liked to have come to the studio, but you know, we have snow out here finally.
I know.
Nice.
Really, it's I haven't seen that in a while.
It's
but
a nice change.
Yeah, take care of when you're driving out there, because
a little slippery.
Yeah,
know.
It is. Let's
sure.
Talk a little bit about the state legislature in special session and holding hearings on this ethics reform package this week. I think tomorrow will be the first one. What do you think of this ethics reform package that's on the fast track, apparently?
Well, Joy, first of all, I think it's worth saying that I think it's an incredibly important symbol that the legislature and the governor, in their first order of business, is trying to clean up the ethics mess in the Capitol. It's not only important symbolically, but substantively. And, you know, this ethics reform bill, which is really an ethics and elections board reform bill, as Sean mentioned, came about in the wake of the most serious political scandal in Wisconsin's modern political history, when Chuck Quala and Scott Jensen and the legislative leadership were charged with felony misconduct in late 2002. And this particular legislation was generated in the weeks following that. It was ignored in the last two legislative sessions. And so finally, 4 years later, we're beginning to see some action on it. So that's very gratifying, it's very important, and it's very needed. The legislation, this ethics reform bill, was agreed upon by the governor and the new legislative leadership, Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch, Senate Majority Leader Judy Robson, in mid-December. But it really wasn't until last Wednesday afternoon that the legislation was released to the public, mm-hmm. the 10th draft or 11th draft, I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been poring over it, and as Sean mentioned, there were some real concerns that popped up immediately. there's something, and you talked about it briefly, at the very end of the legislation, which is called a non-severable clause. And what that means is that if any part of this legislation is found to be illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional, the whole measure fails, which is to say that if there's something that's challenged in the court and upheld by the court that's questionable, then none of this goes into effect. And furthermore, what this non-severable clause did is it said that, well, if anything in this bill is unconstitutional, we're not going to put any of this in place, and furthermore, we're not going to allow the current elections and ethics board to enforce current law. At least that appears to be what's in this bill. Hmm. And that immediately, obviously, is just unacceptable, because what that would mean is that there'd be nothing in place. I mean, even the current ethics and elections boards, as ineffective as they are, wouldn't even be able to enforce existing law. So, yeah. So that raised real concerns. And then, as you go through the bill,
but Jay, what do you want to see instead? Just remove that clause?
Yes, it's unnecessary to wrap everything in this bill in a clause that stipulates that if anything is unconstitutional, the whole bill fails. You can have what's called limited severability, which means that if one part of the bill is unconstitutional, take it out, rework it, but the rest of the new legislation can stand. And, you know, it's unnecessary to wrap all of this in a non-severable clause. And it is, it really does sort of create the, it's deja vu all over again, as Yogi Berra might say, when 4 years ago, then-Governor McCallum, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Quala, and Speaker Scott Jensen agreed on a non-severable clause in the campaign finance bill, which they knew was going to be unconstitutional and which, in fact, was struck down.
Yeah.
So we don't need to go down that road again.
Yeah. So,
we need to have something that people can have confidence in.
Yeah, so somebody put this in there. That must make you suspect somebody doesn't want this legislation.
Well, there is that suspicion. On the other hand, the good part about it, Joy, is that people that were involved in the negotiations and the chair of the Assembly Ethics Committee, Representative Mark Gundrum, have said that they will fix that it will come out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other things in here that need to come out. And on the one hand, that's very gratifying. On the other hand, you know, this is the 10th draft, and it was kept out of public view for over a month. And you know, you would have thought by the 10th draft they would have it right.
Yeah. What else has to come out of there, according to you?
Well, I think there's a couple other things. You know, I mean, in addition to making sure that some of these things that Sean mentioned, like a prohibition on running for office if you're an employee of the new Government Accountability Board for a year following, we're not sure if that's unconstitutional. That may be unnecessary to have such a long period of time. But in terms of the practical pieces of the bill, first of all, much of it's good, and I don't want to downplay that. It provides a sufficient independent source of funding for this new Government Accountability Board. That crippled and hampered, or the lack of that crippled and hampered our ethics and elections boards in the past. So that's good. And then the nonpartisan aspect of the new board, the six judges, I think is an excellent part of this. But this does a couple things. For instance, again, as was mentioned, it really shrouds the new Government Accountability Board in too much secrecy. Currently, the opinions of the State Elections Board are open to public inspection. And elections boards around the state and in local counties get their guidance from being able to look at these opinions. And this particular legislation, at least from what it looks like, would keep all of that secret and confidential. And we don't want more secrecy in state government. We want less. And so that should be fixed. It also appears that the Department of Justice, the Attorney General's office, which currently has the ability to investigate wrongdoing and corruption in government, would be precluded from doing so under this bill until and only after district attorneys in the home county of whoever's being investigated have declined to take up the case. And we don't want less involvement by our state law enforcement agencies. We want more. The purpose of this legislation is to enhance the ability of the government, state government, the district attorneys, to find wrongdoing in state government. And really, and in doing so, I think deterred from even occurring in the first place. So those are some of the major things. There are other questions that people have raised, whether or not, for instance, there should be one person has suggested that this could be unconstitutional because it may violate the separation of powers. There's a lot of judicial, or these are judges who are deciding to investigate, and then the investigation ultimately goes before other judges, and there's some concern that that's too heavily weighted with a judicial aspect. I'm not sure that's the case. But all of these questions need to be answered. And, Joy, they need to be answered carefully, and this needs to be done right. We can't just rush this through for the sake of having something done so the governor, you know, on February 1st or January 31st can say, we got it done. We need to do this correctly.
Yeah, January 31st, or actually I think it's January 30th, is the day slated for the State of the State address, which we will be carrying live here on the Ideas Network as well. We're talking with Jay Heck, Executive Director of Wisconsin Common Cause. He's giving us his reaction to this ethics reform package that the legislature is considering this week. And we'll talk more with Jay about this bill and other reform bills that Common Cause would like to see before the state legislature. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. If you have a question about ethics or campaign finance reform, that's what we'll talk about after we check weather. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on about 11 minutes before 8 o'clock. We are talking this half hour with Jay Heck, Executive Director of Wisconsin Common Cause. He's reacting to the ethics reform package before the state legislature this week. The state legislature in special session to pass ethics reform legislation. This is the first of a new regular feature on this program. Every Monday morning in the 7 o'clock hour, we will examine the issues that are debated, being debated by our state legislators, bills that are being introduced, initiatives by our state officials like Governor Doyle. Anything that is buzzing under the Capitol Dome is fair game for this new feature that we will call the State Capitol Report. Every week, every Monday after 7 o'clock, we'll often talk with Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, who will give us the lowdown on what's going on a given week. And we'll invite other guests to react to what's going on, to propose new ideas, lawmakers and other advocates and activists. Jay Heck, Executive Director of Wisconsin Common Cause, our guest this half hour as we talk ethics reform and campaign finance reform. Let's go to the phones, and you can join us, too, at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Robert in Brownsville is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks a lot. I was listening earlier with the other gentleman. I agree with Mr. Heck there. I feel that this whole idea of having some retired judges put another layer of oversight on legislative unethical or illegal activities is a joke. I think we should rely on our Attorney General and our Secretary of State to follow out with their responsibilities and prosecute and inform the public about unethical activities and follow through with their responsibilities to prosecute any individuals that are performing illegal activities, including the judges and including the governor, especially with what the governor tried to do to reduce the amount of PAC money that Mark Green had in the last election.
Thanks. I don't know why we're getting a little feedback on the line there. But it sounded like Robert, I think it's Roger, didn't like this idea of the judges. You don't mind this idea,
well, no,
do you?
No, I actually think the judges are a good thing because they would bring a nonpartisan view to the Government Accountability Board, and it would address the other problem that he mentioned, which is the partisanship of the State Elections Board, which, although on the merits may have acted correctly to block the transfer of Mark Green's federal PAC money to his state account to run for governor, I mean, it was clearly a very partisan act on their part. And what we need is a nonpartisan entity that will have the confidence of all the people, not just half the people who happen to be Democrats or Republicans. So the judges, I think, is a vast improvement over the partisanship of the State Elections Board. But the Justice Department needs to be involved from the beginning. Again, we don't want to backtrack. We don't want to have less involvement by our law enforcement in deterring corruption and investigating corruption. We need to have at least as much, if not more.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert, for
thank
the
you.
Call. Let's go next to Jay in Madison. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Good morning. Today I really like this idea of the Capitol Report. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
My question for Jay is, if we want to let our state legislators know our thoughts on this issue in terms of like making some of the changes that you're suggesting, who are the key players in the state legislature that we should write letters to or whatever? And is there a place on your website that we can go where you have this information?
You can. I mean, the simple answer is that the governor, the Speaker of the Assembly, Mike Hipsch, and the Senate Majority Leader, Judy Robson, are really the three key individuals and the key decision makers. But Representative Mark Gundrum of New Berlin, who's the chair of the Assembly Ethics Committee, and Senator Fred Risser of Madison, who's the chair of the Senate Ethics Committee, will be key players, too, as the hearings evolve this week. And I would simply say that people ought to call the toll-free legislative hotline number 1-800-362-9432, I think it is, or not, geez, you know, I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, maybe Karen, if she can hear me, can look up the legislative hotline to make sure we can confirm
that's
that.
That's the easiest way to contact, you know, our website as well, Google Common Cause Wisconsin, and you'll get there. But, you know, it is key that the public have some input here, and I'd encourage them, if they're in the Madison area, to come to the hearings this week in the Capitol Tuesday and Thursday, but certainly let their legislators know that this is very important to them.
Yeah. Why is this the package that's being considered, Jay Heck, when Sean, just before news time, when we let him go, said that Mike Ellis had an idea out there for some time that would just create an individual investigator?
Well, this is a variation of the Ellis bill. It was the Ellis bill that had, for the last 4 years, that we've been very supportive of. And it was when the governor and the legislative leadership decided finally, after 4 years, to take some action on this, that they took the Ellis bill, the framework of it, and then they negotiated this compromise, and that was the package that was released this last week. So, and Senator Ellis has actually just introduced his own original legislation to contrast with some of the changes that have been made here. But certainly Ellis and groups like ours, you know, realize that there has to be some compromise to get this thing done. On the other hand, we want to make sure that this is going to be real reform and it's really going to do the job and then it's not just cosmetic. And so that's why there is such attention being paid to all the details this week. Senator Ellis will testify at these hearings. He's also the ranking member on the Senate Ethics Committee, so he'll be very involved in this process. He's really the key person in terms of trying to get all this done over the last 4 years.
Yeah. He's also been in the forefront of campaign finance reform legislation that doesn't seem to go very far. It should be pointed out, as we did in the first half hour, this package being considered does nothing about campaign finance reform.
No, this is really kind of the opening act, if you will. The main event is comprehensive campaign finance reform. This would merely set up the apparatus by which new campaign finance laws could be effectively enforced if we ever get them. And that's really the key. I mean, the ethics reform is very important, but unless you clean up the money that's inundated Wisconsin politics and then corrupted and influenced our public policymaking process, then, you know, this really isn't going to make a huge difference. It's going to make some difference, but we really, really need to do campaign finance reform. And by that, what we mean is putting some limits on what people spend at elections. That's totally constitutional, contrary to those who say that it's not. And we can provide incentives for candidates who run for office, level the playing field so that there's more equalization when you run for office and you have a better chance. And finally, you know, this past campaign, the governor, the race for governor, will total some $30 million. That's just ridiculous. In 1986, Tommy Thompson and Tony Earle combined spent less than $3 million to run for governor for Wisconsin. And so that needs to be the next step. Mm-hmm. The governor has said that he's for campaign finance reform and wants to do something about it. We'd like to see him and the legislature do something sooner rather than later. But the governor has said that he's probably going to wait until the fall. That raises some concerns with us because we'll already be very close to the next election in 2008, and it's very difficult to get campaign finance reform started and done when you're already raising money for the next election.
Yeah. The state's in a little bit of another one of these tight budget situations, I'm wondering, a form of campaign finance reform would include more taxpayer-funded elections.
Well, public financing, but one of the reasons the state's in a continual bind is because mm-hmm. the special interest groups take huge chunks of the public taxpayer money for their particular items of interest. I mean, that's why you need reform. It's to save taxpayers' money, because if the special interest groups are calling the shot, as they have been mm-hmm. and are now, that's when all the breaks and all the particular favors that these special interest groups get, that's what costs us money. For a small amount of public money, we could safeguard much more taxpayer money from being diverted to the special interest groups, and instead, this would be a real tax saver for people.
Well, time flies. We're out of time for this hour. Jay Heck, thanks a lot for being with us.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year. I appreciate it.
And I'm sure have Jay Heck back another Monday as we continue this regular feature every Monday after 7 o'clock, talking about issues before state legislators, issues being debated under the Capitol Dome. Our regular weekly State Capitol Report, starting today and continuing every Monday after 7 o'clock, certainly during the legislative session, which is in progress right now. We thank Jay Heck, Executive Director of Wisconsin Common Cause, for joining us during this first State Capitol Report, and Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio State Government Reporter, who was with us in our first half hour. Thanks to Leo Duran and to Karen Prager for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.